A former WRTI host stays close to jazz with a project designed to extend its reach. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston speaks with the founder of the Philadelphia Jazz Project.
Have popular performance spectacles replaced the straightforward dance between a jazz artist and an instrument? Director of Philadelphia Jazz Project Homer Jackson is considering that question, as well as innovative approaches to the performance of music that so often depends on an intimate feel and feeling.
Is not as important in terms of what audiences desire. When you go to a show today, you're seeing lights, you're seeing video, you're seeing smoke, you're seeing 85 dancers, you're seeing somebody cooking.
So as the Philadelphia Jazz Project looks for ways to attract new jazz listeners, young and old, Jackson is focused on finding forums for local artists to show what they can do. Like this recording of saxophonist Corey Riker and his quartet, followed by a conversation with Jackson made for television and video. Jackson has some counterintuitive thoughts about how jazz artists themselves can enhance the attachment to their music by going back to the age-old desire for stories.
We don't know anything about these amazing people. So I think that one of the things that the musicians need to do is stop letting the music speak for itself and start telling their own story. Tell us where that song came from. Why did you write that song? What's so special about where you come from and why it gave us this particular style of music?
He says if we knew them, we'd find these personal sides as captivating as the improvisations so essential to their music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.